Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your fantasizing couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, February 4th, 2013.
And this is episode 93.
Woo, seven more episodes, it'll be 100.
I know, that's going to be awesome.
We're chugging along.
Chugga, choo-choo.
Pikachu.
Yep. So before we get started, we want to say hello to the chat room. What is going on, chat room? Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning. Just want to say hi to you all. We have OMF, Hando, regulars out here. We have a couple more people out there watching that. I don't know who you are, but welcome. We're glad you're here with us to share a little time with us. You know, when I was thinking of the title of fantasizing.
Right. Sounds a little not safe for work.
Well, but. I'm fantasizing. We're going to talk about this in media, but it's about Final Fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm really excited about some news that we learned this past week around Final Fantasy because we ignored a bunch of emails.
You know. We'll talk more about that.
But
later.
We'll talk more about that. And it's funny also, I looked up fantasizing to make sure I spelled it right.
Mm-hmm.
And the second Google, because, you know, I just type it in Google because it just gives me the quickest. So the second post after the definition of fantasizing was top 10 female sex fantasies.
What?
At AskMen.com.
Are you going to read those off?
Let's see. You want me to?
Just don't read the ones that are raunchy.
Okay. Let's see here.
You know, young ears might hear this.
Start with number 10. Domination. Really?
Really? Oh,
that's
no.
Number 10.
Really? Oh, hmm.
What? Oh, that's where she dominates the man.
Right.
Then there's number 9, domination, where the man dominates her.
Okay.
Number 8, teacher student. Really?
I guess, which one, though?
You'll be thrilled to know that Britney Spears' fantasy isn't just for men. Women love the idea of dressing up like a schoolgirl. Oh, really?
Gross.
No. I do not.
I haven't. Not one of these is
okay.
Going along with mine. So
then there's having relations with a stranger.
Mm, no. That's really dangerous.
Number 6. More than one partner. With the other person being a woman.
No, it's okay. With the other person being a woman, I like how they made that distinction.
Well, I'm trying to
right.
Say it right. And then and then having another apartment where it's a man. That's
right.
Number 5.
Right.
Number 4 is voyeurism.
No, none of those.
Number 3.
Can't say that. Okay, well, skip
that
one.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Number 2, exhibitionist. Exhibitionism.
They like to be out in public and
and
take a chance of somebody.
I guess
catching them.
Right.
This is horrible.
And then number 1 is private dancer.
Oh, all of those are just the
lame.
Worst.
And when is this from?
Yeah, what year is this? Is this from 1998?
No.
This sounds like a 90s list.
Nah, this is recent.
Mm.
Huh. Oh, wait a minute. No, okay. May of 2012. So that's when you got
horrible.
The whole.
It's horrible.
That's probably when you got the whole, was it Shades of Grey?
No.
Wasn't there like a.
That was the summer, I think it was.
That was May.
May is not the summer. May is spring.
Well, I mean, it's close enough.
Close. You are correct.
Yeah. And, you know. But anyway, those were horrible.
Yep.
And I wish that I had read them before because they were awful.
They were bad.
You're right, OMF. That list was pretty awful. But let's go ahead and get right into it after that list of weekend wrap. Not the weekend wrap up, but that horrible list. Oh, dog, I didn't like turn the music up.
The weekend wrap up.
You're off your game today.
I am, man. That list, that horrible list. Man, you're really quiet. Is Renee quiet to anyone else?
Do I sound quiet? Nice and quiet?
Okay.
No?
Okay. Nice and docile. I don't want to be over
docile.
I don't want to over dominate.
Yeah.
I don't want to be number 9 on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to dominate
number
you
nine.
On the podcast. Number 9. All right. So this weekend Renee had her chance to participate in what I'm going to call Black Friday. I love it. Black Friday in February. So you want to explain to folks what we did Saturday morning?
Well, I got an email from this consignment store in Louisville called Clothes Mentor. It's a really cool consignment store. They have awesome clothes there. It feels weird calling it a consignment store because I think of that as like old lady clothes whenever I see a consignment store. But anyway, so they said they were having a grab bag sale. And I was like, what is this?
Oh, grab bag.
And so I read and they said everything you can fit into one of their plastic bags is $20.
Right.
And it goes to charity. So I was like, I want to go because I needed new pants because I didn't have any pants and I could always need more long sleeve shirts. Mm-hmm. So we got there. So it opens at 10. We got there about 9:40, 9:45.
Right.
And there was already a line outside the door. There's a line of like maybe 10 to 12 people. So we got in line and then more people lined up behind us. And then, when they're about to open, the people that worked there, they came out and they stated the rules. Like they were yelling the rules and
here are the
giving
rules.
Out bags. I was like, oh, this is serious business.
And they said, we have bigger bags this year.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
I didn't catch that part.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, the bags are bigger this time.
They must have been tiny.
Yeah.
So what they did, since it was for charity, they had to have those clothes separate. So it was like a little separate area. It was a tiny area. So once they opened the door, everybody went, oh my gosh, it was so claustrophobic. It was like they didn't have clear paths to get out. So one of the racks was like towards the wall, and there was just no space for one person to walk towards the left.
Right.
But there was nowhere to get out. So to get back out, you had to squeeze past people. Oh, God, it was horrible. And, oh, my gosh, women are crazy when it comes to shopping sometimes.
Right, right. And it was funny because when we got there, there was one guy in line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, hey, what's up, man? See, the thing is that I'm different than most men. I enjoy going with you. To find clothes.
Right, because you're awesome.
I mean, it's just time I get to spend with you.
And it's amazing because I have a built-in someone to tell me if it looks good or not, which is great.
That, and then also, I get to go in the dressing room when you're changing clothes.
And you get to watch me naked.
I get to watch you naked and...
I like we can't already, you know, do that outside of the dressing room. But anyway, so Jay had a game plan.
Right.
He said, you could do the shirts. I'll take care of the pants. So door opened. Jay went and he stood in front of the size 10 boxes.
Yep.
So no one else could get in there. And I dove into the shirts. And about less than 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, I was done. I couldn't do it anymore. Oh, God, I was so claustrophobic.
Right.
It was horrible. So Jay managed to stuff 4 pairs of jeans.
No, I stuffed in.
It was 4 pairs of jeans.
Oh,
right?
Was it 4? Oh, okay, yeah.
Four pairs of jeans, like 5 or 6 shirts, into one little plastic bag.
Yep. So I was folding. I mean, I had to put my Boy Scout skills to use. I mean, folding those, you know, line them all up and rolling them real tight. You know, it was pretty cool, man. You know.
Yeah, and then I looked over and I saw the other guy that was in line. He had a big old pack of thick rubber bands.
Yes, he did.
It's like some people are freaking like experts at the grab bag. So
it was crazy.
So I got all that for $20, which is amazing. And then I went back again and got some more pants. So
pants. She got some more pants.
And then Jay got some pants.
Yep. And then after that, we went to we stopped by Casual Male. Just see if they had anything on clearance because, you know, I can, if it was cheap enough, I would still buy it. And I like getting some of my shirts there still because they're a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. And if it's a 3X, it's a true 3X. You know what I'm saying? It's not just made bigger. But then after that, we went to Kohl's and I got a pair of jeans. My first pair of non-casual male jeans from Kohl's. Yep. And I did not pay $50 for these jeans.
I know.
I mean, they were like $20-some.
How's
that
feel about cheap jeans?
Oh, it feels awesome.
Or inexpensive jeans.
Yeah, it feels awesome, man, to be able to, you know, get some jeans from Casual Male. And they were straight leg. I usually wear a relaxed fit. They were straight fit. And, you know, because my thighs are a little bit bigger. I've always had bigger thighs, you know, as a kid. That was also always a huge struggle.
I had thunder thighs.
Right, right, right. And guess who just showed up in the chat room?
I don't know.
Viking Lass herself.
Oh.
Viking April. What is going on?
Hi, April.
Thanks for
coming. I
know
her. Yep. I met her at Nerdtacular. Yeah. Briefly, because she was too busy running around, yelling and screaming and waving a tadpole flag.
Yep.
But she's pretty awesome.
Yep. And Man, just so proud of everybody in Frog Pants. I mean, I know the Matthews, Team Matthews is doing great.
They're doing wonderful.
Yep. I mean, Karen and OMF getting into newer clothes and the smaller sizes. And I'm just proud of everybody in the community, you know, just, dropping a lot of weight. And
they are.
And
everybody's doing a great job.
And in food, Renee actually has tallied the totals.
Look at me doing
stuff. Frog Pants.
I did. So stay tuned.
So stay tuned and you'll be getting that.
All right.
And then also this weekend, Renee played a crap ton of games.
I did. And Jay was like, okay, I guess I'll just sit here and do nothing.
No. Basically, so here's what happened. Okay. So we're going to talk about this in media. I know I said it earlier, but Final Fantasy 14, is it 14? Yeah, Final Fantasy 14, the MMO that came out a long time ago that was horrible.
Ugh. And we bought freaking collector's editions.
They're doing a reboot, and their beta sign up was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably still going on.
Yeah.
But that, doing that made me want to look. I spent my whole week looking for a Final Fantasy-like RPG for my phone. So I started out on my iPad mini or phone because I didn't think there was one for PC because I never asked. I just assumed. So I'm spending all day Friday while you're playing, you know, trying to find.
If you just asked me.
I know, but I didn't even think PC. I was thinking iOS. So I bought a bunch of art. I wish I can gift games
that I don't want anymore.
You know,
probably pretty nice.
Like some of the RPGs that I got. I got like Lunastar RPG.
I never heard of that one.
From iOS. It had high scores. I didn't care for it. But I did end up picking up Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. That was pretty good. And I totally interrupted you while you were talking about playing games. And
how's it feel to interrupt somebody?
You know what? I didn't know I interrupted you until just now, so I didn't get to revel and delight in interrupting you.
And, like, you're telling everybody stuff that you're going to tell in media anyway.
Oh.
Did you have a point to telling them now?
No.
Okay, so I gamed a lot. I played Ni No Kuni. I played WoW. I played Bioshock. I played Tomb Raider. And I played Final Fantasy. So, it was a great weekend. I love video games.
Yep.
They're freaking awesome. So, I did that pretty much all weekend.
Yep. And then yesterday we went up. There was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we had to go out into the world.
It was like, sports.
Sports, booze, sports.
But a coworker of mine, we went up to his house, for a Super Bowl party. And we went early because we had some things we had to do in the afternoon, in the evening. So we swung by Costco, picked up, you know, four big old pepperoni pizzas to take up there for them to cook. And we left right when kickoff started, I believe, and we got back to the house to get ready for other stuff. And it was also, we enjoyed for our first time a Costco pepperoni pizza. And it was,
it was
delicious.
So good. So I knew I was going to go there, and I was like, I'm getting wings and blue cheese.
Right.
Straight up. Right. I'm going to go there. I'm going to get wings and blue cheese. I was so excited. I'm going to get one wing and some freaking blue cheese.
I'm going to get one wing.
And I'm going to get a slice of pizza.
One wing.
I was so excited. And then I got there.
And he fixed the wings.
He fixed the wings.
And they were looking good. They were looking good. And Renee got her wings. She was like, "You got some, where's the blue cheese?" He was like, "Oh,
we don't have any blue cheese. I was like, "Oh, okay."
But we have ranch.
I was like, "Oh, that's fine." But in my mind, I was like, "I want freaking blue cheese."
And I thought
blue cheese is what goes with wings the most.
Right. But right. Anyway. But he made homemade wings.
He did.
And they were good. They weren't sloppy.
Nope.
You know, and everything. So
Jay had to help with the preparation of the sauce.
Well, he didn't know. He didn't know if he just throw the wings in there or what. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't know how long to keep them in there.
Right. So, yeah, that was our weekend. We hoped you had a great weekend. So
yeah, apparently the Ravens won.
Yes.
Some team called the Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens won. And Beyonce did a halftime show.
Yeah, I saw her gyrating
right
on the news this morning.
And the power went out also.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And I think that stopped the game for 30 to 45 minutes, I believe.
But, yeah, that's what the news said.
Yep.
I know all I learned about the Super Bowl from the news.
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it. We haven't watched any commercials.
No, and I'm like,
oh, what? I did watch one commercial.
I heard there's a gross one.
I watched the Kate Upton commercial where she's watching the Mercedes Benz in slow motion. And it was so dumb.
I heard there's a ad. It's GoDaddy, and there's some kissing in it or something.
Really?
It's really nasty. Mm. I don't know. I haven't.
Do people still use GoDaddy? I thought people left GoDaddy because of that whole internet privacy or internet freedom thing. Is that true? Didn't people like leave GoDaddy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was And I would like to say hi to Star Mode. Star Mode finally made it to watch it live.
What's going on, Star Mode?
Been trying a while.
Oh yeah.
Timing was never right.
Oh, Star Mode.
That was pretty dramatic. Right?
Star Mode 6, right?
Yes.
On Tapped Out.
Oh.
I have him on Tapped Out. Oh yeah. Oh wait a minute. It's Mr. Mike.
Oh.
It's Mike Andrews.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
what's going on, Mike?
I don't know people's nicknames very well, and I forget them all the time.
The only reason I remember is Star Mode is because we were having trouble getting added, and we were working through through Facebook. So yeah, I was like, that name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, Mike Andrews is an awesome force in our Lose It group.
He is
a great motivator.
Yep, he is.
Lets everybody know what's going on. I was like, nose. That doesn't sound right.
You know what? That noise I was hearing last week.
You.
Was me.
Ooh, it wasn't me. Ooh, it wasn't me.
Give me a second. Let me pull my. There we go.
For once, it wasn't me.
Yep. That noise I was hearing while we were. Okay. Anyway.
All right. So yeah, that was our weekend.
Technology.
And I guess I'm supposed to put in here what time we get into this for Mutant. Is that right? Okay.
Yep. For Mutant.
There we go. How's
it's
that?
So nice.
All right. So you go ahead and cover the first topic.
I will. This happened, I think, last Tuesday or something like that. YouTube is actually going to have paid subscriptions for certain channels.
They want to.
That's their. They're going to launch it, and then they're going to hope people are going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. So it's like it's being billed as an experiment.
Right.
So it's like a pay-per-view kind of thing. So
I know like folks like Lamar Wilson, he's the funniest tech guy, mm-hmm. on YouTube, he doesn't like this paid subscription model.
Nice.
And it's huge for him to say that because YouTube is where he makes his money. Yep. That's his living.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Scott has podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar has YouTube vlogging. He does a vlog every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how this stuff works.
Yeah. And they didn't elaborate on what the channels would be. Like, they just said, right, we're going to have paid channels. It's like, okay. So maybe like behind the scenes videos of something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So, or like maybe actual shows.
Right.
That can't be on. I don't know. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
And then on the 20th of February, Sony,
yes,
is going to be making an announcement. Oh. And it has been speculated that they will be announcing the PS, what could be called the PS4, or their new gaming console. After PS3 came out. Oh man, PS3 has been out for
a long time.
A long time.
Long freaking time.
But after that many years, as Renee tells me how long it's been out, since 2006.
Yes, wow.
Which is going on 7 years. They're actually maybe beating Xbox 720.
I like how you just assume it's going to be 720. But yeah, they actually put out a little video. It's 45 seconds video. It doesn't do much at all. It just has the X and the O's and the triangle of their buttons.
Uh-huh.
It has it, you know, all kinds of lightning and everything.
Oh man.
And then it finally comes to the screen and it said, February 20th. Be the first to know.
Because you know lightning creates everything awesome, right?
You just got to put lightning in a socket and everything will work.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, it's pretty cool. I'm a big gamer and I started off. Well, I didn't start off with PlayStation, but I started off my true gaming with the PlayStation.
Right.
When I was a freshman in college. So,
okay.
But I did stand in line for the first Xbox too. So,
nice.
There's that.
Nice. So, tell us about this new social media craze that's going on, and we're actually on that bandwagon a little bit, and there's some people doing some awesome stuff with this.
Okay, there's a social site, it's called Vine. So, what Vine does...
social app.
Social app. Sorry, it's not a site.
Yeah.
So, a social app called Vine. What you can do, basically, you take a video, 6-second video, but what you can do is, if you press the screen, that's when it records.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take little snippets and it puts them in one thing for you. So if you wanted to do a stop motion or you wanted to do little bits, you don't have to put them together.
Right.
And it's only 6 seconds. And we've been putting some crazy just stuff up there. It makes no sense. That's kind of what everybody's doing. Some people, like Viking Last, do some really awesome stuff.
Right.
They like really think about it. And mm-hmm. they plan it out. But I don't think it'll last a long time because these things never do. But
I
then.
I think it will.
It might because.
Instagram
yep. is still around.
Yeah, Instagram. So. Instagram stayed around.
Around.
And it's been going pretty good. I mean, I enjoy it. And I kind of like the whole 6-second aspect. You know what I'm saying?
It's quick. You're done.
Because, Viking Lass, she does some awesome doodles.
She does.
Have you seen her doodles?
I haven't, but I need to go. I need to follow her.
Right.
I'm not following her.
Well, I have a complaint about Vine. They have the feature for you to find your Twitter friends. But
yes.
For some odd reason, it's not working.
Oh, it's horrible.
And Vine, from what I understand, is by Twitter. You know? I mean.
So Twitter.
Yeah,
I think
they did, and, didn't they?
Okay, and I have a little pet peeve. I know there might be some of y'all who do this, but use Vine and they do 6 seconds of video, but it's just 6 seconds of straight video, not cut and put together. I'm like, you could just do that on your phone anyway. But maybe they want it to post automatically to Vine so everybody can see it. So, but
Let me see. Who owns
That's
Vine?
My little pet peeve, my being crazy.
Does Twitter own Vine?
And so I'm trying to talk to Bill the time.
Yes, Twitter is owned by Vine. Okay. Right. Oh, and then also last week, I thought they pulled the app. Well, they actually did pull the app because the editor's choice and Vine.
That's right.
Actually chose some porn. Some porn.
Porn. So they got a lot of flack for that, but
right.
And
it was funny how they handled it because on Twitter they said this is what this line said. Oh, that was embarrassing. We'll be back in a bit. So they pulled the app to fix the porn issue.
That was crazy.
And so, yeah. And then also, this week was a huge, huge announcement about a device. And I am going to show the chat room here, you know, a little something here. And you're going to be shocked. I have in my hand a BlackBerry 10 device. And I have to say that this device is not a beater of the iPhone or Android, but this device is actually a competitor to the Windows 8 phone.
Yeah, and I mean, and it feels nice. It has a good weight.
Yep.
But I think that's better than the Windows phone.
Right.
Because it's smaller. I like, I want my phones to be phone size. I don't want them all huge.
Right.
Even though it's a bigger screen, I don't want that.
So basically, what they did here, they redid their whole back end.
Mm-hmm.
BlackBerry did, and. No, okay. Let me preface this. I'm not getting paid by BlackBerry.
No.
Oh, yeah. They're called BlackBerry now. They're not Research in Motion anymore.
Their
company name is BlackBerry. I'm not paid by them. I work in mobile devices. I work in, you know, at my job, I work with mobile devices all the time. So this is what we do.
That's
this is what
a
I
disclaimer.
Do. And so I'm not being paid by anyone, but I have to say that they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
With the BlackBerry, the reason I like the BlackBerry more than the Windows Phone is that even though the Windows Phone has this nice UI with these live tiles.
Nice big buttons.
Right, nice big buttons.
How do they change, too? Like, do they change depending on what you go into most?
Right,
kind of thing?
Well, they'll flip over, like, it'll have statuses and stuff like that. So, I like that feature.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that Windows does, they assume you don't need hints on how to
use it.
On how to use it
when you first come in.
Not even when you first come in. So when you get an app, I mean, you're pressing and holding the thing, hoping the menu comes up, so you know what to do. So there's no way to know where's the menu. You know, what do I do in here? So you're just like tapping all over the screen to try to figure out what do you need to do or where do you need to go. Now with the BlackBerry, you know, you have your menu button down at the bottom and everything else. The BlackBerry 10 has a thing called BlackBerry Balance. And what that does is it allows you to separate your work from your personal.
That's nice.
Yeah. People that's had BlackBerries before, if they owned the BlackBerry, when they put it on the company system, it pretty much becomes that company's phone and they control everything. And what they did with the BlackBerry 10, they put it in balance and basically there is a partition. And that partition, there's a partition for work and a partition for personal. And they operate solely oblivious of each other.
Wow, that's huge.
And it's awesome. It's almost like using for your tech people, using the Citrix or using a virtual PC where you can run something in the virtual PC that won't affect your main system,
right?
Potentially. So I'm actually impressed with the BlackBerry 10. A lot of people are raving about it. they are sticking true to those old school folks that really want a keyboard on their device.
Right.
And they are putting out a device that has a keyboard on the bottom of it as well. But, I'm enjoying it and everything. So
I'm enjoying it.
I'm just saying, and this BlackBerry 10 device, don't go out looking for it yet because it's not released yet. This is a beta device that I have.
Jay lucky. He gets to see stuff early.
So, and there's no NDA or anything else like that. So I am good. So with that, let's get on into a little bit of media. Media.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Ah, and that was shorter. You may notice. That was shorter.
You're welcome, everyone. I am here to serve.
Renee said, that is just too long, Jay. That's too long. I said, okay.
I
didn't say okay. I just cut it up. I was like, there, it's short now.
There, you happy?
You happy? And then I started going through all the other bumpers and seeing how long they were. But
they
were the same length as the original one. But you said, well, there's no talking at the very beginning.
I didn't say it like that, but that's not how I talk. Yeah, so if it's just music, it's a little boring.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's music that I created. I created that music.
I'm not going to say what it sounds like. But anyway.
It doesn't sound like porn music.
I didn't say a word.
What does it sound like?
Nothing.
Hold on.
I'm not going to say.
No, hold on.
It doesn't sound.
Media.
What's that sound like?
It could be porn.
I mean, if you play anything, that could be porn.
No, it's not.
That could be porn.
No. No, yours sounds more porny.
That could be porn.
That can't be porn. Can you imagine a porn set to Johnny Feisty song?
That's right, y'all. If you request a song, I think Johnny's still doing them. If you follow him on Twitter, you can request your own personal song and you can use it for your porn Vine video.
How many times can we say porn in a podcast? All right, movies by chance this week. We broke our streak. Last week we chose Deep Impact.
Wah, wah, wah.
And we didn't watch it.
Nope, we didn't watch it.
We were going to. You were also going to watch it.
I had it queued up, and it was 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
Right?
But it was a weekend.
It was the weekend, which we could have watched it, but I just didn't feel it. I really didn't feel it. What did we end up watching?
I didn't.
Television?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we watched Jon Stewart.
Which is television.
So we watched the show of Jon Stewart and went to bed. I was just tired. I was really tired this weekend.
I think Jay subconsciously didn't watch Deep Impact because he loves Armageddon so much. And he didn't want to admit that he might like Deep Impact more.
You know what? I am not going to disagree with that. I think my subconscious did kick in and said I refuse to watch Deep Impact because of my love and my loyalty to Armageddon.
Loyalty to what does that even mean?
The same thing that it means to be loyal to Firefly.
Mm.
And the
it means
idea
that you like Firefly, but it doesn't mean you can't like Doctor Who.
But if another show that was Firefly like ish. Come on now. If someone put out a show that was Firefly-ish.
Spaceballs and Star Wars, like both of them.
That's comedy, though. Wait a minute. No, you said Spaceball and what?
Star Wars.
Oh, come on.
What?
Spaceballs is a knockoff of Star Wars.
Exactly, but I love both of them.
No, okay. Let me rephrase. If somebody came out with a serious adaption of Firefly, trying to redo it, but under a different... guys.
Why do you... Deep Impact...
Okay. I'm not saying that's what Deep Impact did. Okay. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying.
It depends. If it was awesome, then it'd be cool.
Get out of here. Roll the dice. We didn't watch Deep Impact or Ultimate Avengers. Roll the dice, woman.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Roll the dice.
88.
The crazy 88. I added a bunch of stuff.
Did you?
I did. Some good movies.
We're never going to get done with this.
All right. 88. Wait a minute. We watched this.
What is it?
Wait a minute. Outsourced. Did we watch this? No. This was.
You said the movie was better.
Yes, I did. Okay.
I wonder if we're going to watch it.
How long is it? I've seen it before.
I haven't. Well, we can choose a secondary one if you want.
It is 102 minutes, which is an hour and 42.
That's not bad at all.
If you want to roll another one, we can.
No, that's I'm fine with outsourced. Okay. The dice, tell me.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get outsourced. The sitcom
was horrible.
The movie was tropey, but I thought it was good.
Tropey can be okay depending on how they handle it.
Yep, it's totally. I think it's funny they say it's a comedy. Actually, you know what? Do they say it's a rom-com? Huh. Interesting. They don't say it's a rom-com, but I would think it's a rom-com.
There's comedy in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny and everything else. So,
So games. Our game section's huge.
Yep. So this is one of the reasons why we really didn't watch Deep Impact. I'll admit, you know. Yep. So starting off, this past week, as we were finishing up our podcast last week, we noticed that there was a update for The Simpsons.
Right.
Was it Go Mad? Oh, I was doing Go Mad.
So it was Wednesday.
The Simpsons Valentine tapped out, update came.
Yay. So no more snow.
I am so happy that there's no more snow.
No more snow. So, now the currency is hearts.
Yep.
You give Valentines to your friends and they give you Valentines and you can get certain things. You can get a choo-choo, like I choo-choo's you. Train.
Uh-huh.
And you can get a love hammock.
A love hammock. You can get a heart pond.
Heart pond.
Heart bush. A Valentine tree.
So, I mean, we've already used, like we bought everything. So I wonder if they're going to do anything. Because it's going into the 28th of February.
Right.
And you have 500 hearts. So.
I do.
What are they going to do? So anyway.
Look at my little Simpsons town.
Aww. And little Valentine's.
Yeah. And they say like, and the reason I like this update is that when I click someone or I tap someone, as they probably want me to say, it tells me who the Valentine is from. So I'm like, aw, that's from Star Mode. Aw, that's from Renee. That's from Kim and B4 Tank Girl.
Aw, they sent me a Valentine.
You know, so it's
so,
pretty cool.
It's a wonderful tap and wait. Like, if you like The Simpsons, you'll love Tapped Out. Because, I mean, you're building Springfield, for goodness sake. It's freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, you played a little bit of Bioshock.
I did. I am committed to finishing certain games. I am so serious this time.
How many games are you committed to finishing?
Three right now.
Three.
Yeah, right now. Well, like at the, like first. But I started playing BioShock the week before, but I really got deep into BioShock and I finished the medical wing. So done with that and it's really fun. I got to deal with the big daddies and the little sisters I'm really enjoying myself. I did a lot of that. And of course I'm playing Tomb Raider. That's the game that I'll probably finish first.
All right.
I love you, Tomb Raider. Oh.
Laura says she loves you too.
Oh.
She told me to give you that message.
We should go out for a girls' night, Laura.
Y'all should.
I know.
Well, you know what? Laura wears a gun, though. You might not want to hang out with
Laura.
I'm
sure she'll leave it behind for me.
No, she wouldn't.
We are cool.
No, she's always ready. She's always ready. She's going to have her gun, Renee.
Oh, speaking of guns, there was gun talk at the Super Bowl party and freaking me out.
All right. It
was making me anxious in the first place.
Odds and ends. We could talk about odds and ends if you want to talk about it.
All right. So, BioShock. So, I'm having fun. And then
we did this on Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Was it Monday?
We talked about it on the podcast. No, Tuesday, because it came out Tuesday, right?
No, it didn't come out Tuesday.
It came out Monday then.
It was Monday. You had to check last week's notes. So if you haven't heard, we got Ni No Kuni, which is an awesome.
Yes, we talked about it last week, so it was Monday.
It was an awesome Japanese RPG. Oh, that's right, because we played it after the show because I forgot to put the show up.
Right.
So yeah. So, talk to people about after the show. What happened after last week's Valentine cast.
So I immediately went up front and booted up Ni No Kuni. The music is wonderful.
After an update.
After an update. Oh, yeah. We've been doing an update and an install. Huh, it took forever. But the music came on and I was like, oh, this sounds so wonderful.
And the music is by the Tokyo Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Which is awesome.
And so in the game started, and I was like, I feel like I'm watching a Japanese anime, like the beautiful ones, like Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle. Mm-hmm. The art was so good.
Yep.
So, and there's some parts that are like JRPGs and there's some that aren't. One thing, if you don't like hand holding, you won't like probably the first couple hours of Ni No Kuni because they hold your hand for every little tiny detail.
Yep.
For moving, for picking up stuff, for doing everything. So, yeah.
Which is good.
Which is good.
You know why?
I don't mind
good?
It. Why?
Because what my story is around Final Fantasy VII, that is why it's good.
Oh. So, I mean, and the voice acting is superb in this game. It is so good. And I can see why everybody loved it. It's a JRPG, but it's a different kind of JRPG. And some people didn't like the old, you're running and all of a sudden, the screen, and you're in battle.
Yeah, you walk
and the whole,
battle.
Let's fight. And when you finish, victory and all that stuff. Look, that's how JRPGs are. And some people say it's time for that to be retired, but I kind of like it. It brings me back.
Yep. I like how you say JRPGs and everybody says JRPGs. And the next topic is, Jay searches for RPGs.
Da, 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 da. So I'll be playing more Ni No Kuni.
So basically this past week, after hearing the news of Final Fantasy XIV being rebooted, I wanted to find a RPG for my iPad mini because I didn't think there was any that I wanted to play on my PC. So I was doing a lot of searching, a lot of inquiring of people trying to find this RPG for my iPad mini. I didn't want to buy, and you're probably saying, well, Square Enix has an iOS version of Final Fantasy. Why don't you go buy it?
Right.
I don't want to put down $15 to $20 for an RPG.
Right.
So I spent a good amount of time doing some research, and I ended up picking up Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. After a few RPGs that I picked up that I really didn't care for. Might and Magic, it has the RPG feel, but there's also the puzzle turn-based type,
mm-hmm.
Match 3.
It's an interesting game. It's different.
Yeah, Match 3 where you have to fight the person. And it's a little different. It kind of reminds me a little bit of that one poker RPG game you were playing.
Oh, King Cashing.
Not King Cashing.
Oh.
It's the one where you had to do match 3 and then you build up your superpower and then you use a superpower. It's not Sword and Poker. Well, I can't remember the name of it. But Might and Magic's been pretty good. I've been playing a little bit and it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. A lot of great reviews. I heard it's great on Xbox Live, PC, and PlayStation 3.
And
but,
it's a game you just fool around with, right?
Right, definitely. And also doing that, and what sparked this searching was the news of Square Enix that we've ignored since.
Yeah, we haven't been looking at the emails.
Since, like, January, where they were going to do a reboot of Final Fantasy XIV.
So it's excited.
Called, what's it called? ARR.
It's called, A Realm Reborn.
A Realm Reborn.
And I am so excited because I'll be first in line to tell you that 14 was crap.
Yep.
Oh, it was so bad. And I love Final Fantasy. And it was such crap.
Right.
We played for a month and that was it.
Yep. And, I talked to Nick from, the Gaming After Dark podcast, and Teary After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he started playing Final Fantasy 14 in January after one of the updates. Right. And he said it wasn't bad.
Okay, so we didn't stick around long enough.
No, we didn't stick around long enough. I mean, the game came out in September.
Yeah, that's true.
The game came out in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
We played until end of October.
Right.
November.
Yeah, we probably should have stuck by it a little more.
No, but they kept giving us 3 months, you know.
This is true.
And then they started charging in January, and we were just like, but we're out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Charged, yeah.
So, and, you know, but it took them a long time to get to that point. And so
they had to fire folk.
They had to fire people, bring in new people. Mm-hmm. So they're starting all over, and they had a beta sign up, or they're having a beta sign up. So go sign up for the beta.
Yeah, I am so excited. I hope this is amazing because I was in love with Final Fantasy XI. I played that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. Yay.
Yep, yep. And then Sunday we were eating, and I was sitting there eating breakfast, and I was like, you know, babe, I wish there was a Final Fantasy light game I could play on my PC. You know, I wasn't thinking Mights and Magic and stuff like that. Renee was like, you can play 7 on your PC. And I was like, what?
I was like, yeah.
She was like, yeah, you can. They did a port of it last year, and you can play 7 on your PC. I was like, shut the front door. Really? Shut it. I don't understand. There's air coming in. But sure enough, we came back here, and we went to Square Enix site, and sure enough, they had it on sale for $5.99.
So we snatched it.
And we snatched it. We got it. And we started playing it yesterday.
Okay, this was hilarious. So I beat 7 several times. Right. So it was bringing me back, doing all this stuff.
Right.
So and first of all,
this is my first Final Fantasy game that I've sat down to play.
Right, right, right.
You know, so I never knew about Cloud being the emo person. Mm. And I've heard of Barrett the Black Guy, mm-hmm, and how he had an attitude. He was kind of like B.A.,
yes.
You know.
B.A. Baracus.
And this is where I'm talking about. This is where the hand holding was okay in Ni No Kuni. Because this is what happened. So I'm starting the beginning, and, you know, I put in my name, I get my crew and everything else, and we're running to the reactor room to get ready to blow the reactor room up. So we get to this one part, and Barrett says, okay, I'm coming with you. And you know, you're going with me. And I'm like, okay, so where do we go? He never really said. So I go running back the way we came because I'm thinking we need to backtrack and go do something. And I'm doing all these battles on the way back. And I go to the very beginning of the game. And nothing happens. And I'm like, what the hell? So then I run all the way back to where Barrett said, you're going with me. And I selected one of the other guys and pressed A, and he said, and he pushed the button on the door, and the door opened. I was like, oh, I guess I was supposed to talk to that guy for him to open the door.
See, my thing is, you didn't know this, but in JRPGs, you talk to everyone.
It's horrible.
That's what you need to do, because a random person may give you something. Just for talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk to everyone that you can talk to.
Here's my thing. I think they learned this. This is why it's in Ni No Kuni. Because in Ni No Kuni, they tell you, talk to everybody. Talk to, do the side quest, do the green quest, do the blue quest, and do the story quest.
Don't you feel a certain something from learning that on your own? Don't you feel certain satisfaction that, huh,
yeah, sure,
I learned something.
Sure.
See? Awesome. Sure. I feel that's why you don't need hand holding.
And so another thing that happened was we were playing and we got to the save point.
Mm, yeah.
And we couldn't save the game.
We were like, what?
It was like, what is going on? And so what they do, they actually do like a cloud sync where, mm-hmm, when you save, it can write up to Square Enix server or your Facebook or whatever. And you can save. So what happened was that we were trying to figure out. Renee was Googling it. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna quit. Just see if it auto-saves. So I quit. And and then as I quit, Renee was like, oh, I found it. You're supposed to put an entry in the firewall. And I was like, okay. And so I started my game back up, and my game was gone. So,
of course, because you hadn't saved.
So it was like 20 minutes gone. Oh. And somebody had to try it at least. And
somebody.
Why not me?
So figured it out. And And we didn't know that it worked with the Xbox controller, so we were trying our janky old controller that we got.
Logitech dual stick controllers.
Oh, they're horrible. And mine wouldn't work, but Jay's would. So something that my computer doesn't like about it. So, yeah. But it actually works with the Xbox controller, which is a ton better. So, yep. Yay!
It is true.
So, it's fun. It's bringing a lot of stuff back. I'm like, oh, so if they bring out 8 for the PC, I am snatching it up because that is my favorite Final Fantasy. I don't care what y'all say. Forget y'all haters. 8's the best.
Well, you're starting trouble. You're starting trouble. So, all I got to say, I hear that the band is back.
What?
Yes.
No, maybe.
Is the band back?
What? No. The band would be great. So the particular band we're talking about
right.
is the Not in the Face band.
Yep. So
who was first back in? Well, Serve?
Frisco's. Yeah, it's been a toss up.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the first one back that's straight up been doing it? Serve.
Serve,
I would yeah. say Serve is the one.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, no, it doesn't sound like. If people were optimistic, it sounds like the old Raid team is getting back together.
If you're optimistic, that's what you would think.
Right, right. If you're that teenage girl or teenage guy that are trying, no matter which way that it could happen, is that it will happen? It's a boiling. I mean, it's right there. I mean, the gears are turning. It's kind of like somebody's already put oil on there and it's been rocking back and forth, and all of a sudden, it's going to start rolling.
So I am trying not to be an optimist about this because, as some of you all might know, being in the Not in Face Raid was the best time that I've ever had in
right.
WoW.
Right.
Period. Hands down. So.
Except for the time you spent with me.
Except for the time I spent with Jay. While I was in Not in the Face. So. this would be so amazing for me because I love all the guys. They're hilarious. I don't laugh as much as I laugh with them.
Right.
It sounds like I'm like, I have a certain relationship with the Raid team.
We all have a relationship.
So I'm very, very nostalgic and emotional.
I don't let many men kiss me.
Yeah, so.
On the cheek.
This is true.
That
this is true.
I don't let, there's two guys.
That you will let.
That I allow to kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah.
That have, and I haven't been.
Weirded out
about
yeah,
it.
There you go.
That being Serve.
Serve.
And Reggie.
Serve and Reggie.
You know, because they're like my brothers.
They
are. And you know what? And this is probably going to weird everybody out, not in the face they listen to this.
Probably.
If any of them did that, I mean, because they're like brothers to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I mean, not in the face, your family. Bam. There. Said it.
Yeah.
Boom. Not many people kiss me on my cheek.
Yeah. Oh, because he has such nice cheeks.
Yep.
But so far we have me, Jay.
Yeah, we never left. Well, you, Gladian, and right. I never left.
Never left.
Never left.
We never left.
So there's Serve,
right?
Frisco's,
yeah.
Well, he's doing a 10-day trial right now.
Yeah. So,
but more than likely, it's gonna happen.
But he's having fun. He said.
Ellet,
yeah.
Sully. OMF never left.
No.
Yeah, I know OMF was probably. I'm not even looking at the chat, but he probably was like, "Hey, nope. Why'd you forget me?"
He didn't. He said, "What about me?" When you're talking about the cheek thing.
Okay. and so I mean. From my understanding, Sully's picked it up.
And Thraken.
Oh, he was playing, wasn't he?
Yes.
And
Thraken is the one who said he would never play again. And
right.
And Weege is the one that said, is the band getting back together?
Yeah, because his wife was like, you know, you were not as stressed as you were when you were raiding with the old team. So that's huge.
Or he's stressed more now than when he was
right, right. Right. So that's huge, you know.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yep.
I'll be crossing my fingers a little bit.
But okay. There was a lot of media, and we're gonna jump into a little bit of the food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Hello.
All right. So weight loss week 31. Update. Renee, how many pounds did you lose?
I lost 2.8 pounds.
for a total of
78.4 pounds lost.
Congratulations on the 75 pound club.
Yay.
You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Exciting.
So I'll be getting mine next week.
Yeah.
For because I was 0.2 pounds away.
Yeah, calculate for the next time you weigh
yep,
in.
You have to weigh in twice at 75 pounds plus. So I lost 2.8 pounds as well for a total of 77.6. Total for both of us for this week was 5.6. And the grand total that we've lost is 156 pounds.
Yay, everyone.
Congratulations.
That's so
exciting.
Thanks for the motivation.
Yep. All right. You want to give an update on the frog pants total?
Yes, I would love to since I did it this time. We have 236 people in the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lost 2,375.9 pounds.
Wow.
That is 10.1 pounds per person lost.
Congratulations.
So that number is creeping up more and more, which is awesome.
Right.
So I'm so proud of everyone, and I'm glad that you made the choice to get healthy, because yep. losing weight, it's about getting healthy, not so much as trying to look cute in some jeans. You want to.
Right, right.
You want to take care of yourself. So.
But you know what the benefit is?
I look good in my jeans.
Look good in my damn jeans. I can look down and see my toes.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then.
I had a craving.
Renee had a craving last week, and she wanted some spaghetti and meatballs. So she found a nice turkey meatball recipe, made some homemade meatballs and some spaghetti, and.
That's good. Wasn't
was it?
It
delicious? Yes, it was.
I want to make it again soon. So good.
Yep. So we did that. And then today, we haven't done this since July.
Splurge day.
You know, and you said you've been craving this for a while.
I have.
You thought it would go away.
I did.
After 2 weeks, it never went away.
No, it didn't.
And so where did we go today?
Taco Bell. Oh my gosh. Okay, because I've been seeing these commercials for Taco Bell grillers. And
right.
apparently they're supposed to be like an appetizer for one. That's a hefty appetizer if you ask me.
Right.
Anyway, they have three kinds.
Oh,
they,
that was supposed to be an appetizer?
Yeah, that's what they said on their ads.
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow. I mean, because, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's buffalo chicken, and then there's beef nacho. And then there's another one. I can't remember what it is. So we got the buffalo chicken.
They had blah, and buffalo chicken.
Yeah, because the other two were 450 calories. And this is like a small thing. It's not a it's not like a grilled sub burrito. So, and the buffalo chicken was 350. So we went with that one. So I had that in a churro.
Yep.
It's crazy how many calories is in Taco Bell.
And I also had a buffalo one. And then I had a Mexi Melt, a Fresco Taco, and a caramel apple empanada.
I love watching you eat that. He kept picking up little pieces so that it would last a long time.
You know why I like the caramel apple empanada
so much?
Why do
you like that so much?
Because it reminds me of the old school apple pies that McDonald's used to have when I was a kid.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, I mean, it's the one where they had the oval type shape box, and it had a little flap down.
Yep.
And you hold it open, and that's what the caramel
that's
apple
when they were
empanada
yeah.
reminds me of.
They aren't fried anymore, so.
And I'm just like, oh, it was so great.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And I was loving it. I was like, because Taco Bell is my favorite fast food meal, and some people don't like fast food.
Right.
I love fast food. Forget y'all. I love it. And so. Taco Bell is my epitome. I even worked there for like almost 2 years, and I still love it. So
right,
and I was happy.
Yeah, and I was happy too. And also noticed this is the least amount of money that we spent on Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. I mean, we spent $7, which is not normal
for us. Yeah,
for us when we used to go back in, you know, a year ago, you know,
be like $15.
$15, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and I wasn't stuffed. Well, I mean, I was full, you know,
right.
You know, but you know, we've come a long way, and I know a lot of people have, and I know other people that are on this journey right. with us, experience the same thing. So
I love having an outlet where I can just talk about Taco Bell if I want to.
Yep.
Taco Bell.
And with a little bit of Johnny. Valentine's.
birthdays.
We have birthdays, 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 mm-hmm. birthdays, birthdays, birthdays.
So we have two birthdays today.
I know. Same day.
Same day. There is
Elid. Happy birthday, Elid.
Happy birthday, Elid from Not in the Face Raid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Willie Gregory, a.k.a. Gleggly. Sweet Dick Willie.
Gleggly.
But Dills, a.k.a. Dills, his birthday is today as well.
Happy birthday, Dills.
And on Wednesday, who do we have for birthday?
Tina Ibbett, the Aww. Wonderful sweet wife of Brian Ibbett from The Morning Stream in Coverville. She is so nice. Her birthday is Wednesday.
She is.
So happy early birthday, Tina.
She is. And then I lost my notes. And then also, we're going to talk a little bit today. A lot of times you hear me joke folks about how there's no black people in Canada. And mm-hmm. we all know that this year or February is Black History Month, or some people may call it African American History Month. But I am going to say this is Black History Month because I am going to talk about a famous black Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Viola Desmond. She's often called the Rosa Parks of Canada. Desmond was a successful businesswoman in Halifax in the 1940s. In 1946, in New Glasgow, Desmond ended up at a movie theater and took a seat on the main floor. However, at the time, blacks were to sit in the balcony. The main floor was whites only. Now, this I didn't know. I will say I did not know this about Canadian history.
What?
That they actually had segregation.
Oh, yeah.
They had Jim Crow laws.
Oh, yeah.
In Canada, just as much as they did in America.
Yep.
So I learned something. Desmond refused and was dragged out by police and thrown in jail overnight. For the next 12 hours, she sat upright on the hard jail bench wearing her white gloves, a sign of sophistication at the time. She was accused of defrauding the Nova Scotia government of the tax on the higher priced man floor seats, which amounted to 1 cent. Desmond was fined $20 and sentenced to 30 days in prison, but she won an appeal in court on a technicality. Desmond's case generated so much publicity, Nova Scotia was forced to throw out its segregation laws in 1954.
So that's awesome.
Yep.
I love hearing, you know, that takes bravery.
It does.
We don't have to deal with stuff like that mm-hmm. anymore. So it's, yeah.
Yep. And apparently she moved to New York. She eventually settled in New York in 1965. Not 65. It was before that.
So thank you, Viola, for taking up the good fight.
Yep. So fight the power.
Yep. So we'll be back next
week. So next week, this is going to be something special. We're going to do in odds and ends because mm-hmm. I give our Canadian listeners a hard time.
You do.
I am going to learn, you know, and I'm also going to share with our listeners a Canadian that happens to be black and learn about those folks in Canada. And of course, when I joke about them, then there's none there. I'm actually joking.
Yes, of course.
But I am going to stretch my mind. I'm actually going to do something different. I am going to learn about black people in Canada this year. I thought it'd be something cool to do. So
that is awesome.
Welcome to your black history lesson for February.
Welcome.
All right. So here's some old news.
This is old news, but we didn't get to talk about it last week. So.
Okay. What did it happen on Monday?
I don't know.
It happened on a Sunday. It did happen on a Sunday.
Oh, but we just didn't talk about it?
I mean, we didn't know about it.
I think it escalated.
But what are we talking about?
A waitress gets fired for exposing how much of an asshole the customer is. Basically, the waitress saw a receipt from her fellow waitress who waited on a party, and the customer scratched out the gratuity and wrote, "I give 10% to God. Why should you get 18%?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so she posted this with the signature on there. And so the internet, and then Applebee's fired the waitress.
Right.
And the internet uproared, as the internet can do.
Yep. As the internet can do.
And And then I think it escalated even more.
Because
this is Applebee's. Sorry, I didn't say
that. Yeah, because Applebee's had posted a receipt with a customer's name on it before that, and then they removed it. You know, because they were even breaking their own policy, and there's this whole rigmarole. There's been a lot of waitresses, and there's been a lot of servers versus companies lately, or it seems like it.
Right.
And just, I want to help you out a little bit so that you won't offend anybody. You should change that title that's in the notes from waitress to server, because that could be derogatory. I'm being sensitive to our female listeners.
You're very nice, because I'm not.
That's what you would tell me.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, she is, you know, on the outskirts, you know,
right.
she's, that's just how she is in her life. It doesn't have anything to do with who she prays to or whatever. That's just her being a butthole.
Right.
So, but, they flooded Applebee's Facebook.
Yes.
I haven't checked it lately.
I haven't checked.
Oh,
but they got so many. They got over 40,000 comments on their update, and it was just ridiculous.
Eventually,
the
it'll
uproar
go away. Yeah,
that happened.
It'll go away as everything does. But
yeah.
And then I put this story in that I found: Louisville man stole nearly $500 worth of Red Bull in his pants.
In his pants.
That's about 240 cans.
200 and I already put it in the chat.
240 cans of Red Bull in his pants.
I mean, he must have been wearing some straight up hammer pants.
Oh my god! I started like it sounds like something you'd hear in The Onion, but yeah. So it actually happened in Louisville. See,
yep.
We have an awesome story to tell here.
I know, right? And hopefully that'll get read. I hope it gets read
on TMS. Yeah, I sent it in, but you know, Scott and Brian, they're busy folk.
Yep. All right, we're going to jump to a little bit of the
podcast of the week.
All right, podcast of the week is going to be the Citadel Cafe. The Citadel Cafe records just about every week with Joel Duggan, Patrick Francis, and Chad Merling. They sit down and chat about what media they've been devouring. Why do you care? Because they like sci-fi and fantasy movies, books, and comics, and they're always finding cool stuff online. So they came up with the name Citadel Cafe by combing the casual nature of the show,
casual
nature of the show, like sitting down and chatting at a cafe, where we're from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and something that evoked our favorite types of entertainment. Sci-fi and fantasy, and they are the podcast of the week. We're actually going to be guesting on this show live this Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The web URL is going to be thecitadelcafe.com/live, if I'm thinking correctly, and that is starcrossedonline.com/live. Joel Duggan is also a cartoonist, illustrator, animator, podcaster, born and raised in Nova Scotia. Maybe I can ask him about Viola Desmond.
Maybe you can.
I'm going to. I'm going to make a note.
See?
I'm going to make a note for that.
Make a note.
I'm going to put it in
Boom.
The show notes.
Make a note.
All right. Okay. All right. So that's happening Wednesday. If you can't remember, don't worry about the URL. We'll definitely retweet that we're going to be on the show with him on Wednesday. Thursday is the Grumpy Old Men After Dark show with myself, Jason, and Rob. We're mm-hmm. doing that Thursday this week. So,
because of JJ, they're so nice to accommodate
I know.
You.
I love those guys, man. I'll take kisses from Rob and Jason, too.
Oh, that's sweet.
OMF, next time I see you, man, you have to give me a kiss on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, babe, how can people...
contact us, damn it.
How can they do that?
Please email us. No, wait. It sounds a little pleading. You can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our blog and show notes, and sometimes I post recipes, you can see that at valentinecast.com. And the Twitter feed where we send out when we start and when the show is posted is valentinecast.
You can call us. You know they can call us?
Yeah, I did know that.
Why do we have this number? Because no one calls us.
Yeah, it's fine.
But if they wanted to call.
Mo called us once.
He did.
That was very sweet.
It was sweet, Mo.
We have it just in case someone does call.
Okay, so the number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of the podcast can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. Thank you, Pretty Lights Music, for letting us use your music for our intro and outro, and also for supplying the music for my game of symphony before the show that I am going to leave there. And on Monday, I think it's next Monday. I think Raw is going to be in Louisville.
Who?
WWE Raw.
Oh gosh.
It's going to be in Louisville. You know, I thought about winning tickets from the Fox News, right?
You did?
Yep. See, I thought about going if I win the tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I win the tickets, I might give them to Michelle's son.
Oh, that's very sweet.
So, you know, it'd be cool. Rox is the man. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, chat room, for hanging out with us today.
Thanks, guys, for hanging out.
And thank you
for
listening.
You're awesome. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. I mean, we love doing this with you guys and everything else. And OMF, see you later, man. Hando, peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for dropping in. April next. Viking last. And Jigglyhuff. Hey.
Hi, Jigglyhuff.
I saw you sneaking in, and I didn't get to say hello. So hello, and thank you for listening.
I like the name Jigglyhuff.
I know. I like that name.
Fun to say.
All right.
Jiggly.
I'm out of here.
All right.
You have a great weekend. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, everybody. What?